Appendix C, Domestic and International Seaborne Response. Seaborne Response. Regardless of the lead agency for a seaborne response effort, seaborne units and staffs provide support through the core functions of assessing threats and hazards, providing protection, and mitigating seaborne incidents. Figure C-1 in the print version of FM3-11 depicts the response environments. Domestic response. Seaborne capabilities support the consequences of natural or man-made disasters, accidents, terrorist attacks, and incidents in the United States and its territories. Formerly called consequence management, the term seaborne response is characterized as a unique DoD response capability and responsibility. Seaborne response is just one aspect of DISCA provided by United States military forces in response to requests for assistance from civil authorities for assistance. Domestic seaborne response is a type of support provided within the DISCA mission conducted by DoD forces to save lives, protect property and the environment, and meet basic human needs. International response. ICBRN-R is assistance provided by the United States government to an impacted nation to respond to the effects of a deliberate or inadvertent seaborne incident on foreign territory. DoD seaborne response includes immediate life-saving measures for the affected host nation population, U.S. citizens, armed forces abroad, and its friends and allies to minimize human casualties and provide temporary associated essential services. ICBRN-R applies to international incidents involving the deliberate or inadvertent release of seaborne materials, including TIMs. Vignette. Domestic and international seaborne response discussions have moved to center stage nationally and internationally, as reflected in the National Security Strategy 2017. Seaborne events have transitioned from a footnote in history to a plausible and viable domestic and international threat. This transition has triggered, in leadership's mind, the necessity and significance of interoperability within allies, interagency, and the joint force, with the intent of solidifying methodology, collaboration, and agreements to address seaborne events. Allies and coalition partners in the United States Central Command and United States Indo-Pacific Command, AORs, have precipitated a discussion with leaders in the United States military and Department of State due to threat, demonstration, and/or use of seaborne material in the region. International diplomatic and military leadership intent on protecting their countries foster relationships with the United States and or acquire a myriad of United States seaborne capabilities. Considerations must be accounted for with United States allies due to the variance of integration of United States military material and doctrine. Some components or capabilities may be interoperable, but not in all cases. Leadership of various homeland defense agencies, regions, states, the DoD, and the United States government have pursued variations of collaborative forums to share ideas, draft memorandums of understanding, and conduct training exercises to validate plans. Components of the interagency acknowledge NSS directives, the significance of advanced preparation for potential threats, the importance to efficiently mitigate pain and suffering of the American people during an event, and reduction of vulnerabilities within our borders. These efforts protect the nation and maintain readiness of the emergency response support infrastructure. Each component of the joint force retains an internal seaborne capability. During protracted unified land operations, the Army provides the way ahead and synchronizes efforts of the joint force.